That's amazing. What kind of fences do you have around the yards and the garden?
A picket fence would be an expression, and or barbed wire fence, particularly if you want to keep cows out. But if you want to keep pigs out, you have to have a very secure fence, because they will get. You have to have a hog fence, which is quite different from barbed wire fence to keep cattle in.
Can you make any other kind of fences out of wood? Or you know, are there any other kind of fences you can
make? Well, you have fence posts, but you'd use wood for that, and then a picket fence would be the mainly thing you'd use around a residence. You wouldn't use that around a farm as a general rule. We had a picket fence on our house on Central Avenue where I was born.
What would you call the kind of fence that's made of split rails and laid in a zigzag fashion?
You have very few fences like that. They would call that Abraham Lincoln was famous for what do they call that type of fence? I'm trying to think of the term now. I can't think of it really. Very few of those here. Only occasionally you'd have them as an ornamental. What is the term for that? It passes me now. I can't think of it. Split rail fence, I guess. Split rail fence.
What would you, and you said a form of this, but I'm looking for the singular. When you set up a barbed wire fence, you must dig holes for the what?
Fence posts.
Mm-hmm. And what would be the singular of that?
A fence post?
Right. Good. What do you call a fence or a wall made of loose stone or rock that you might remove from a field?
That you'd never do that in this area because you don't have that type of stone fence here. But it would be, I don't know, I've seen many of those fences in Pennsylvania and many of them in Virginia and other places. A rock fence, I don't know what they call them. We've had none down here.
Okay, now on a farm again, dealing with chickens. I don't know if you know too much about that, but I'll ask you a few questions about it. If you want to make a hen start laying, what would you put in her nest to fool her?
Chai. We did that all the time. We had a lot of chickens.
What would you use to carry water in?
Bucket, pail.
Would it be made out of wood or metal?
A wooden bucket, you'd say a wooden bucket. A pail would be usually a tin pail, galvanized iron. But you'd say, get the wooden bucket, hold the water in the wooden bucket.
What would you carry milk in, I was wondering?
Oh, pail, milk pail.
Was it made out of galvanized metal or plastic or tin?
Oh, it would be made out of tin or galvanized. Tin would be galvanized bucket. You try to get a galvanized bucket if you could, that would stand up better than tin.
What sort of container would you use to carry food to the pigs?
Well, the term was you slop the pigs when you're going to feed them. You slop them. The colored man. Mm-hmm. I would probably say feed the pigs with the colored man.